The great acrobat Blondin was very famous in the 19th century. He used to walk on a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. On September 8, 1860, a crowd of about 300,000 people gathered at Niagara to watch Blondin carry a man across. Three men had offered to go with him, but they failed to appear. So Blondin asked his manager, Mr. Colcord, to climb on his back. Colcord agreed to do this, so as not to disappoint the crowd, but he was terrified. The crossing was very difficult, because Colcord was heavier than Blondin thought. After he had gone a short way, Blondin had to stop in order to rest. He asked Colcord to get down. At first, Colcord refused, but at last he had to. He clung to Blondin's leg and the rope in order not to fall. Blondin had to stop 6 times during the crossing so as to rest. Sometimes the rope swung as much as 40 feet. At last, both men crossed safely. The crowd sighed with relief, and so did poor Mr. Colcord.
Question 29.
How many people gathered to watch Blondin on September 8, 1860?
Question 30.
Why did Mr. Colcord agree to go with Blondin across the Niagara Falls?
Question 31.
How many times did Blondin have to stop for rest?